This is His Time. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, in studio with Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, but not here to represent Village today, here to represent Humanitree, on which you sit as one of the members of the board of directors. Welcome, Kevin.
Good to be here, as always.
Yeah, and I'm excited, I guess I could say, to learn about Humanitree. We talked just a little bit before we went on air here about it, how I really didn't know what it was, and neither did you, before you got involved with it.
That's right. I've been on the board of directors for about 4 years now, and it has been a great learning experience for me right out of the bat, and since then to simply become a means by which I can help support the good work that they do. With Humanitree, if our listeners aren't familiar with them, the best way that I know to describe the work they do is it's in the realm of the fifth commandment. You think about that, especially as we bring this out of the small catechism.
Yeah.
You shall not murder. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body. But here's what we should do. Help and befriend him in every bodily need. And so that's what Humanitree is all about, is helping and befriending our neighbor in the midst of his or her bodily need. Humanitree does that in two primary ways. Now, there's some other things that we do, but these are the two major foci for Humanitree. One is we do have an LCMS pastor that we have called who does work in the St. Louis County Jail. So
yeah, right.
He is there delivering God's word, even blessed to baptize various individuals who, through hearing the word, the Holy Spirit brings them to faith, and then they receive a holy baptism. So that's a blessing. And then the other big thing that we do is we work with those who are homeless. So there are people, once again, in bodily need who come alongside of them and work with them so that they can move, as we often put it, moving from crisis to permanency, so that our staff has such a wonderful record of working with individuals so that they don't end up back in homelessness, but move into permanency.
So much of mercy work is often not actually helping the person get out of the situation, but at times even enabling that. And that is, I mean, not on purpose necessarily, but the real tough task is, how do you help this individual? I remember in Philadelphia working with homeless, not directly, but with Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries we did. And it wasn't just, here's a pair of socks, go be fed, be well, right? It's how do I help you transition back into the real world?
That's exactly right. So we've got, obviously, case managers that help them develop specific skills that they need, so that they can establish themselves financially and otherwise with the right skills. And as you can imagine, a lot of times when it comes to matters of homelessness, every case obviously is unique, but it's not uncommon that it involves individuals who are coming out of an abusive situation.
Right, right.
And so there is even a matter of having to learn, how do you live outside of that kind of unhealthy atmosphere. So that's a rather critical matter in itself. There's a lot of children. It's amazing when you look at the statistics, what percentage of those who are homeless are under the age of 10.
Oh, wow.
It really hits a high percentage of children. And so gives stability to these children so they can move forward in life and be well prepared.
And fitting within then, witness, mercy, and life together, this is certainly in the realm of mercy.
Definitely.
It's not necessarily always the main thing the church is sent to do, but the church is not sent to not do it either.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that, yet at the same time, I don't want to skip over, there is a definite word element in the jail ministry you have going.
Yes.
There was a time when the LCMS, so far as I know it, was a dynamo in things like deaf ministry, jail ministry, outreach to various indigenous groups. So much of that has seemed to fall by the wayside with the modern era. And so to make efforts to recapture that and do it in a metro area like St. Louis is fantastic.
It's a very blessed thing. Humanitree as an organization itself has only existed about a decade, but it actually is made up of predecessor organizations that have been around for over a century. We've had, I'm trying to remember the proper names. Good Samaritan was one of those entities. Another one was the Lutheran Ministry Association. So these were different entities that kind of came together about a decade ago, and that is what now makes up Humanitree. And so we have a great heritage. And here you can track this specifically in St. Louis, the great heritage that Lutherans have in this community of reaching out for the physical needs of people. Everything from Lutheran Hospital that had a long standing here in the community. You think about the orphanage we had that Lutherans had in De Pere, Missouri, and such. And you can also see, hey, this is essentially what Lutheran Senior Services continues to do in caring for the aged. And, well, as they do such a wonderful job of reminding us, older adults living life to the fullest.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, we have Lutheran Senior Services on just about every week here, and I'm constantly being impressed. I didn't know about them before I moved into the area, too, and what their work is. So humanitree.org is where people can go to find out a little bit more about how to get involved with you?
Yes, yeah. You can go to humanitree.org, and, of course, you can call in to the office, and they'll let you know more about it also. And, of course, I would invite anybody who knows me and is listening in, or even if you don't know me, you can also reach out to myself, because I'm not only on the board of directors, I chair the advancement committee, so I'm always interested in helping people plug into the organization, learn more about it, how you can support Humanitree.
Humanitree.org, that's HUMANITRI.org.
You are correct.
And Humanitree, just so that this is clear as well, is also a RSO of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I believe that's rostered service organization?
Or recognized.
Recognized service organization.
So this means, rostered, we're recognized.
This means that they are not officially under the LCMS, but they are officially a partner of the LCMS.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what, for example, because we are a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, why we were able to extend a call to Pastor Vince Stanley, who is our chaplain in the St. Louis County Jail and such.
So it was with some of our last time here, you were telling me a story, and it doesn't have to be this story, but you were telling me a story about a particular individual who had been helped by you that impacted your family as well, just by hearing and knowing this story. So maybe share a little bit of that.
Sure. So this was an individual who, and these kinds of stories are all over the place because this is the reality of the individuals that we are blessed to work with.
Right.
And these are all individuals who... in the midst of life, they themselves, making wise decisions, end up in a difficult situation because of the sin of another.
Right.
And so this is not uncommon that our clients happen to be wives and mothers, and because of the stress of life, a husband and father will end up succumbing to the temptation of becoming an abuser.
Right.
And
right.
There is no excuse for that, obviously. That's sin. The only thing you can do with sin is
repent
and receive Christ's forgiveness.
Right.
But the reality is the pressures of life will push some men tragically into that direction.
Right.
And so we have various individuals, and I have one particular in mind who that was the reality she was facing. So what she ended up having to do once she recognized that it was getting to the point that she could not leave her children in that situation because she was worried for their safety. And there's your typical, hate to say that typical, but it's what often happens with women who are being abused is they take it themselves.
Right.
But it's when they become worried about their child that all of a sudden they say, hey, I got
to
stop.
Protect mother bear takes over a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so here she is, small children, and she has to get out. And what do you have to do when you get out? You have to take what you can and you throw it into a garbage bag and haul it away with you. So, you know, that's always a pretty graphic picture to have in your mind is throwing your stuff in a garbage bag. What that actually communicates to you.
Yes.
And then you leave, and now where do you go?
Right.
And so these are the folk that we are blessed to work with, because what you always find out also, for me, this has been one of the blessings, is the stereotypical image in your head of what a homeless person is like is completely busted.
Right.
You know, maybe you think about the guy living under the bridge who is, you know, you can smell him from a block away or something. And, well, there are some homeless who are like that. That is not the average. You know, the average is a mother who is dedicated to her children. Mm. And because of these kinds of tragic circumstances, things fall apart.
Right. Right.
And then is in need.
And this particular individual, though, really saw a change because of Humanitree.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that's one of the wonderful things is when you look at the track record Humanitree has of those that we work with, the change that they have in their life, moving from, as we often put it, moving from crisis to permanency, that they end up in that permanency. We have a wonderful track record of that. And you can chalk that up to faithful case managers. You can chalk that up also up to simply Christ being at work for the benefit of these individuals so that they might receive what they need.
So much of charity work today in the world seems like big business. It seems like everyone's got a handout and you're never quite sure where that money's going. I think a lot of people just write the check to get it off their conscience one way or the other. But then you got four more coming. You got on a mailing list and everyone's asking. So it makes it difficult to decide to partner with groups because you just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing from you, Pastor Golden, is encouraging because I'm hearing about a group that has the individual's need at root and is not detached from the great mission of the church, which is to connect them to who Jesus is and what he's done. And so I would say to any of you out there that are like, oh, it's just another charity organization asking for more money to manage a building somewhere, I'd say get in touch with Pastor Golden and sit him down and let him talk to you. I think he might convince you that this is the real deal.
Yes, yeah. And I would also, to put it into perspective, here's one of the lines that we use. We adopted this as our board as, well, our official kind of tagline is, reaching out with help and hope. We also put it this way, that we are Christ's hands of mercy.
Right.
And that's a good reminder to us. It ties into our synodical focus on mercy, witness mercy, life together. But also to remind ourselves, who are we acting on behalf of? We're simply acting on behalf of Christ, who is merciful, provides for these people's needs. And might I also, because, hey, we're only 2 days shy of Thanksgiving, this ties in very nicely with Thanksgiving. You think about the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. That includes all the stuff that we need for this body and life. And we can give thanks to Christ for all those things. And that's exactly what Humanitree wants to help these individuals enjoy as well.
Well, thank you for being with us today, Pastor Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, but also of Humanitree at humanitree.org. You should check it out. This is His Time. We'll be right back.